Thank you for calling Travelog Summit. Our regular business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For our company directory, please dial 1. For a corporate advisor, please dial 2. For a leisure advisor, please dial 3. We look forward to assisting you with your travel needs. Have a great day.
Invalid entry.
Thank you for calling Travelog Summit. Our regular business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For our company...
Invalid entry.
Thank you for calling Travelog Summit. Our regular business hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For our company directory, please dial 1. For a corporate advisor,
please enter the first few letters of the person's first name. One match found. To connect to Bevan Versfeld, press 1. To start over, press 3.
This is Bevan.
Hey, Bevan, how's it
Hello?
Going? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, this is Mike with Hoffman Mazur. I'm calling you from the app development company. You reached out to us, I think, sometime last month.
Yes.
That rings any bells?
Yes.
All right, Bevan, how's it going with you?
Good. What's going on?
I wanted to get in contact with you. I left you a couple of emails, and you know, I think we did try and schedule a time, and then I kind of missed on it, and then I left you an email, and my email tracker says you've not read the emails yet. So I just wanted to make sure my emails are not going to your spam, and that you've actually seen the emails.
Yeah. So you develop apps or just websites? Design websites.
Well, we know website designers per se. We do web applications and then we do mobile applications. So mobile apps is our forte.
Okay, so you do the mobile apps. Okay, so how much would it be to create an app for kind of like a business card website?
An app for a business card website. So let me try and make more
like
sense.
Meaning not an e-commerce website, you know.
Just an informative application is what you're.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple of questions.
But I mean, with the possibility of like a you know a portal of some sort where you have login information.
Login and sign up. Okay. And you want to make sure it's available on the iOS and the Android Play stores, or do you just want to have
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, so, Bevan, there's two different kinds of applications, right? One is a progressive web application. I'm not too sure if you've heard that term before. It's a PWA. And that, the only difference between an application, an actual mobile application and a PWA, is that a mobile application goes live on the app stores, which is the iOS and the Android, the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, right? However, there is a second kind of application, and if you just need something for the introduction of your company and for people to have like a small personalized dashboard where you can send them documents, you can receive documents, you can probably have them, you know, do the invoicing in there, that could be done with a PWA as well, especially if you're not looking to garner, additional clients or looking to get, new customers on board using the application. So how the PWA is going to work, that is going to be linked to,
It's going to be linked to a what?
It could be linked to your website, or you could send this as a link to the person you want to, you know, you want to download the application, right?
Oh, perfect. Okay. Sounds great.
So even that's an option. I mean, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, so that one's probably less expensive, correct?
A little less expensive, and that's only because you don't have to go live on the app stores, and therefore, you know, the cost and the man hours that go into, you know, meeting the stringent criteria that Apple App Store and Google Play Store have, you don't have to go through that process. And then, you know, you can have one application for both the Android and the iOS, which you can for a typical mobile application as well. But yes, it does. Let's say if you know. A simple application is going to cost you, a mobile application is going to cost you $20,000. This one should cost you somewhere about $15,000. So about 75% of what an actual mobile app would cost you from scratch until going live on the app stores.
Okay, but you can still download the app on an Apple or an Android?
Absolutely. You could download that on any phone that has the iOS software or has the, you know, the Apple iOS or has the Google Android software.
That's very interesting.
Right. Is this for this company that's linked to your email address? I kind of stumbled upon your website as well, and I did have a good look at it a couple of times. Travel along the summit?
Yes.
So the same business you want an application for, right?
Yeah, potentially. So you're saying it's going to cost about 15?
Well, no, I'm just giving you. I was just trying to give you, you know, rough numbers on what the difference would be in terms of a PWA versus a mobile app. The cost is going to come down totally upon, you know, if you want to go with the PWA, then you know it's going to come down upon the features that you need within the application. Now, when you say it's an informative application with a login and a sign up and like a personalized dashboard, then we need to brainstorm together on what the features would be inside the dashboard, because that's going to make all the difference in terms of the man hours that are going to go into building those features. So what are you, let me try and ask you this. So what is the objective that you're trying to fulfill with having a mobile application for your business?
Sure. So, you know, we want to be able to, you know, have our clients use the app to maybe, you know, number one, contact either their advisor, either through a chat or, you know, something when they're traveling. Also, we'd like to them to be able to access their itinerary through the app. And so basically the advisor could just download the app, the itinerary on the app, and, you know, they'd be able to access the itinerary while they're traveling.
Okay. And you know, the itinerary, is that personalized to each user on the app or each of your customers? Or is it?
Yes, it would be personalized, yeah.
And how do you share that right now? I mean, do you send them by email, or what do you do about it?
Yeah, we just send them by email. I mean, it's not the end of the world. That, you know, but it would be, the most important thing is really just being able to contact somebody. You know, like if you're overseas and you know, you get to the hotel and you can't check in for some reason, you want to be able to speak to somebody. It'd be nice to have some contact.
Okay, so let me try and frame this. So I think the purpose of your application, going back in circle, is that you want to be more accessible to your existing clientele, and then, you know, on a larger scheme of things, you want customer loyalty so that people have a place to connect to. Your customers have this place where, you know, a streamlined process whereby they can connect to their counselor, they can know who the counselor is. And, you know, I reckon every traveler with you, every client has a counselor assigned to them that is assigned to a group of people, right? So for me, the counselor could be different. For another person who's a client, it could be a different contact that you probably share right now through email when they sign up with you or when they sign up for a travel plan with you, correct?
Yep.
Right, I think that's a fair idea, and you know, just like Starbucks uses a mobile application to garner customer loyalty, I think that's exactly the kind of purpose you have. And you know, a mobile application does wonders when you talk about building customer loyalty, because your customers really don't have to go out to the internet to find someone when they have an app on the phone, and that's you can share new travel plans with them. Just how travel business works, and I understand it given my experience working with a couple of clients before. I do have a couple applications to show you as well that we could go through if we'd like to go down the rabbit hole. But I know for a fact that if there are any group plans any group packages or plans you offer from time to time, or any kind of deals you offer, all that could be set up on the application, and that can help you reach your existing clientele in a much more timely fashion, and it can also increase your sales as well. I mean, from your recurring clients, it could help you generate a lot more traction from people who have already tried your service. Right, and then again, yeah. Mobile application of when you talk about an enterprise mobile application is what we call it. It's always foundational in nature when you're starting out, and that kind of builds the foundation for the next phase of features, where you'll have all the kinds of bells and whistles coming in, and before it becomes a full-fledged a product that's going to have everything that your company does, right? So even if right now, what I'm trying to say is that even if you start with four features right now that you build within the application, that's going to help you keep the cost low, and then help you release the product in time. The TTM, as we call it, the time to market. A lot of corporates do that actually. A lot of especially the tech startups, they don't right off the bat invest $100,000 trying to build an application and go live with the full product. What they do essentially is that they launch an MVP that has a few core features, and then from there, once they have the foundation set up, now they're getting some feedback from the existing users on board on the application. From there, they shoot off to a second phase of development, whereby with much better feedback, now they can build in let's say another four sets of features into the mobile application. That said, if you're looking for a application that has a few informative pages that you would be able to manage yourself, which in turn means that there should be an admin panel for you to be able to manage those pages in the first place. We're looking at two interfaces, right? One for your clients that are able to sign up on the front end of the application, just like you do on Uber or Airbnb or whatever application. And then on the back end, is going to be your little portal that's going to allow you to manage the application, which includes managing the users on the application, managing the clients, sending them invites, enabling, disabling them, and then be able to manage the pages and the information that's available on the application as well, including posting any new offers you have, or posting new itineraries you want to launch, or any new locations you're launching. All that can go onto the application yourself without having to have us do it in the middle of the night for you, and you would be able to self-manage the application. Now, that said, if you're looking for this static part of the application whereby you manage the pages, and then on top of that, there's a login and a sign-up, which on the flip side is going to be a personalized profile for each of your customers, whereby you can assign them a counselor that they see right on top of their profile, who to contact, what is their email, what is their emergency phone number, what is their secondary phone number. And then you need a place where you can send them documents, Travelolong Summit can send documents to their clients, like exchange documents, and then have a chat messaging feature as well. That would cost you somewhere around $15,000, the quote that I gave you. I could still do better numbers and try and give you an exact figure. But this is a good ballpark to keep in mind if you'd like to pursue the application.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like you to send me a couple of the apps that either you've done already, or just so I could take a look at them. Is there any way you could do that?
I think I've already sent you our portfolio. I think I sent this email to you on Facebook today, and I think just my email.
Hold on a second. Your Mazer, right?
Hoff and Mazer, yep.
Hoff and Mazer, hold on. Um, Was you're Mike Smith?
Yeah, there you go. So Ashley famously screwed up on the email twice, and I sent you the document with the wrong names, I guess. But if you look at the first email that has an attachment to it on the 18th of May.
Company profile I have. Is that not the right one?
Yeah, that's the one. I just sent it to you again because I didn't have the right name on it, but I think it works for what we're trying to do. So this one has our portfolio on it, just a few applications we have done. But if you want more portfolio, of course, I can send that over to you. This one has Estee Lauder on it. We work with Estee Lauder. We've done an enterprise application for them. We work with North Star Technologies. If you are a club member with one of your HOAs or POAs, there's a 70% chance you'd be using their software already. So that's there.
Hold on a second. Let me see. All right, I see the Estee Lauder, I see the North Star. Okay. Okay. So you're saying that based on what I told you, what I'm looking for is possible, and it can have a portal where a client can enter their username and password on the front end, and on the back end we can also input information.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's probably.
And does on the back end, do we also need the username and password?
Yeah, you will. As a super admin, you will have a username and a password, which we will assign you, or you could set up the first time, and then whenever you want to add more admins to it or more user roles for your team to manage the platform for you, you could set them up yourself as well. So that is going to be one feature that's going to be on the back end admin panel as well.
So they'll be able to, like, if I have somebody here other than myself who wants to input stuff, they could do it from on the back end.
Definitely. You just have to assign them a username and password.
Would they do it on the computer, or they do it on the phone? Like, how do you submit all this these documents and information and all that stuff?
Okay, that's a good question. So usually, admin panels are built on a web interface. They're not mobile, they're web. But then web means you could still do that on mobile, just that you had to open it up as on the web browser and not like an application.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. And then, so the only way they could download this app would be through an email, not through the Play Store.
Right, for now. I mean, if you want to go live on the app stores as well, I mean, that option, of course, still stays open. But otherwise, if you want to go with something that's not available on the app stores, especially, a lot of my clients do it just because they know that it's not going to go out to, it's not going to be a commercial application.
We don't need it on the app store where, we're not trying to get people through it. You know what I'm saying? Like if we were marketing it, trying to get everybody that we possibly can, put out a huge net, then maybe we'd go that route. But
that's exactly why I recommended that for BWA and not something that goes live on the app stores.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. Okay, what is the next step? Are you going to send me like a proposal? Like, how does that,
Well, yeah, that's
next.
Exactly what we do. So, you know, before we onboard you, we have a pre-onboarding discovery session whereby we just try and make sure we have all the details sufficient enough for us to get to an exact quote, because how we work is we work on a fixed price model. So whatever price we commit to you at the start, that's going to take you to the finish line, right? Before, of course, you go to a second round of development and then a third round or whatever. But the first contract is going to have a fixed price, and therefore we try and make sure we have all the features and all the answers from you on what you need in the application before we can get you a proposal. And once you agree to that, we get you on board, like we formally kick off the project. And from there, you know, once you get on board, we do a more detailed post-onboarding discovery as well, whereby we decide the tech stack, whether what framework we should be using, whether what kind of timeline exactly are we looking at. So let's say the next step, like you asked, is for us to kind of dot down what kind of features you exactly need, especially behind the dashboard for your customers, right? As long as I have a list from you on exactly what you need, I did take a note of chat. I did take a note of, you know, assigning counselors from the back end that you could do, like, you know, assign a counselor to a customer from the back end so they see the details on their dashboard. And then any other features that you can think of, I'll list them down, and then I'll send you a proposal, more like a scope of work document that's going to have all these features listed along with the, you know, exact price and the timeline and everything.
Okay, yeah, and how long does it take? I mean, how long would it take?
This one, I think, would take anywhere between 3 and 4 months. 12 and 16 weeks would be sufficient for us to, you know, build everything from scratch. The design would be from scratch as well, so that takes about a month, including your revision. Granted that you have unlimited revisions on any step of the process, it's collaboration, right? So we don't just, you know, take the details from you and then, you know, call you back 3 months later and tell you the application's done. We're going to be connected at each step of the process, and you provide your feedback. We do it for you. Keeping all that in moderate consideration, we'd be looking at somewhere about 3 to 4 months to complete this and get it live.
All right. And how does it work for payment? Do you pay, like, you know, 50% upfront, 25% upfront? How does it work?
That's exactly how we do it. So I'm actually glad how you heard the installments correctly. So, yeah, that's, you know, you pay us by milestones. So when I send you the milestones on it, usually it's 50% upfront, and then 25% after the design is completed, right, the UI and the UX, and you see a clickable prototype that we send over to you, and then a final payment before we get to the second phase, the final leg of the development. And then we, of course, we complete the project for you, and you go live. So it's going to be 3 installments, 50, 25, and then another 25 on top.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what do you need from me now?
Well, for now, I just need to know if you need any other features on the dashboard for your clients, because that's the only, you know, missing piece here. But otherwise,
Good question. Yeah. Right. So let me. I just have to speak it over with management and find out what they want on the dashboard, and then I can get back to you with that information.
Of course. Yeah. That sounds like a plan. And just since we're discussing it, the pricing that I gave you is based upon what we've discussed. It includes login and sign up, a personalized profile for each of your customers, assigning them a counselor, and sending them documents from the back end to the client front end, right?
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Let me just take that down quickly. Hold on. Okay. So, what are the things that it includes? Includes
okay, so
the
two interfaces. One for your clients, that is the front-end application.
Right.
And the other one for admin yourselves to manage the application.
Okay.
Right. And then in terms of features, what we have listed so far is for your clients to be able to log in and sign up on the application.
Okay.
And then once they're signed up, they see their personalized profile, whereby they can update their information, they can, you know, update their passwords and whatnot themselves, and then they can have a, you know, they can personalize the profile in the sense that they can upload their profile picture, have their counselor details on there, so personalized profile.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ability for you guys to assign a counselor to each of a consultant or whatever you call it, a consultant or counselor to each of your customers from the back end, so they have the details available to them on the front end. So ability to assign, say, counselors from back end.
And then also the ability to download documents and stuff like that, upload documents, I mean.
Right, the ability to send the document from the admin panel to each client or a roster of clients or all clients, right? So an individual user, or say select a multiple number of users on the back end, or select all and send them like a promotional document or something, that is included. And that is going to be the part of the application as well.
That's great. Okay, anything else?
And then the chat feature, like you mentioned.
Oh, you'll be able to do the chat feature.
The chat feature as well.
Okay, and where does that go? To the admin?
Right, so the clients will have, I wish I could show you this application we're doing right now that could give you exact sense of how the chat is going to work, but it's going to be like a tab on the front end of the application, and the counselor, the client is going to be able to send a message. The client is going to be able to send a message. I'm so sorry about this. Just a moment, please. Excuse me. So the client is going to be able to send the message to the counselor from their side of the application whenever they need any kind of details or they want to get in contact with their with the person that's assigned to them. The point of contact that's assigned to their profile.
Okay, and how do they send them a message? Is it an email? Is it, what is it?
Oh, well, this is going to come through an email, and then, you know, on the back end, the admin panel, you know, if they're logged in at all times or if they're online, they will be able to chat or reply back from their admin dashboard as well.
Wow, okay.
So it's going to be a two-way conversation, just like you use WhatsApp. Right. So.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Right. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Perfect. So, let's talk. What is it? Tuesday. Let's talk next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, you say. All right. Perfect. So,
yeah.
Leave an email just to document the conversation we've had so far. And in the meantime, if you want to send me any details by email, just so, you know, I can run them with the team as well, that would be great. But otherwise, I think we'll shoot for the next week now. All right? Next week, Tuesday, you said.
Yeah, that sounds good. Same time.
Same time. Perfect. So I'll send you an email for this as well, David. All right?
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Thank you for having me today. I'll let you go for now.
Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.